Dear viewers of Madani channel, we will learn the Sunan and Mustahabbat actions for the day of Eid. A few Mustahab actions that we should try our utmost to perform is, for example, number one, we should trim our hair, we should trim our nails, we should perform ghusl, a ritual Islamic bath, we should perform miswak sharif, we should also try and wear new clothing, if we have new clothing available. If not, then at least make sure that our clothes are clean. As well as this, we should try our utmost to wear a ring. It is mustahab to do so on the day of Eid. To apply fragrance, itr, is also mustahab. Alongside this, offering the Fajr Salah of the day of Eid in the local masjid is a very good action and it is encouraged. We should also try to give charity in abundance on the day of Eid. We should meet fellow Muslims happily and with willingness, as this is a day of celebration, a day of happiness. Now, just moving on to a few sunnahs of the day of Eid. These sunnahs are related to before going to the Eidgah, the place in which Eid Salah is offered. It is cited in Sunan al-Tirmidhi that Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on the day of Eid would go to the Eidgah, the place in which Eid Salah is offered, in one route, and then on the return he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would offer and choose another route to go back home. A beautiful sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the day of Eid is, for Eid al-Adha, we should try not to eat anything before going to the Eid Salah. This was the practice of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for Eid al-Fitr, then one should try to eat something before going to the Eid Salah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.